Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When I understand a perfection, I'm attracted to it, and as a result, I express it in my actions in a way to reflect this understanding and emotion. If you come to know that a particular type of herbal tea contains nutrients that will help you keep healthy, your heart will be attracted towards this herbal tea, and as a result, you'll go to the shop to buy it, then brew it, and sit down with a book to drink it. When you do this repeatedly, your initial understanding gets confirmed and you believe it to be true, and also your love for the herbal tea becomes deeper. However, if you decide to ignore what you initially understood and not take steps to act upon it, in our case drink the tea, then your love for it will just disappear, and you may even perhaps doubt that really did this herbal tea have any value. The relationship with Allah is somewhat similar. When I realize that Allah is my creator, in charge of my affairs, has authority over me, and that my goal and ultimate destination is eternal life, I feel quite attracted to it. However, if I ignore this information, this will evaporate my love for it and ultimately make me doubt this reality. However, if I act upon it, then step by step, I shall confirm my understanding, increase my awareness, as well as my love for it. Question: how do I act upon it? Or in other words, how is the relationship with Allah expressed in actions? The answer lies in taqwa. Taqwa is to protect. The Quran says, "Fattaqullah," protect Allah, mastata'atum, to the best of your ability. A person who has taqwa attentively ensures to base all his actions on Allah's instructions, and this is the first level of protection. In other words, we're walking on the path towards a goal, and at every moment we have to try to protect ourselves from moving away from the path of Allah. In practice, this means two things: doing that which is wajib and avoiding that which is haram. It's on us to make a list of all that which is wajib, and on us to make a list of all that which is haram on us, and put utmost effort to act upon it. How? Tomorrow, inshallah.